那个我是这一讲章呢一共有两堂。
The message has, two sections.
第一堂讲的是乐园跟阴间。
The first section of my sermon, I'm going to talk about paradise and Hades.
那下一次是大概1月6号会再回来跟大家分享天堂跟地狱。
Next time around January 6th, I will come back and share with you about heaven and hell.
所以呢今天在这个节目单上面这位弟兄已经把我下次讲的道已经写在上面了啊。
But on the, on the bulletin, the brother has already, put out my message for the next time.
这个信息本来就是连在一起的。
It's okay, the message is connected.
当一个人去世的时候人的肉体就停了一切的功用。
When a person dies, all his function physically has terminated.
包括呼吸停止、心脏停止、脑波也停止了。
Which includes his breathing has stopped, his cardiac movement has stopped, and also his brain waves.
这人对外界一切的反应都停止了。
All his responses to the outside world has been terminated.
但是在圣经的定义里面
But according to Bible,
圣经还加了一项
Bible has one inclusion.
圣经把人的死亡定义为肉体跟灵魂分开来了。
The Bible has defined the death of a person is the separation of his spirit and body.
按照圣经的定义，人死亡的时候
，According to Bible, when a person dies,
人的灵魂离开了停止功用的身体。
The spirit left.Leaves the body that has lost all its functions.
人的身体就归回了尘土。
And the body returns to the dust.
据一般的相信。
According to mostly believed.
我们说人的灵魂去了哪里呢？
Where did our spirit go after we died?
圣经说是去了阴间。
Bible tells us that it went on to a place called Hades.
这个话没有错，但并不是完全正确。
It may sound alright, but it's not completely correct.
在旧约时代
In the Old Testament time,
叙事人的当中
Among the death,
义人的灵魂是去了当时临近阴间的一个特别的地方那个地方叫做乐园
The spirits of the righteous men in the Old Testament time went to a place which is very close to close to Hades is called paradise.
那不义人的灵魂呢
The unrighteous man in the Old Testament time
才是去了受苦受难的阴间
They went to the place called Hades where it's a place of sufferings.
乐园被形容成为亚伯拉罕的怀里
Paradise has has also been described as the bosom of Abraham.
但是阴间被形容为受苦的地方。
And yet Hades has been described as a place of suffering.
那圣经告诉我们说，乐园跟阴间中间有很大的鸿沟。
And the Bible also described that there is a great chasm between paradise and Hades.
两地的人不能够互相来往。
There's no interactions between the two places.
我们刚刚念的这段经文。
The scripture we have just read.
我们稍微复习一下。
Let's review it.
那我们可以看到，从这段经文里面告诉我们，人死不是一死百了。
From the scripture, we learn that when a person dies, does not mean everything is finished.
在中国的传统观念当中
，According to the traditions of Chinese people,
人死了以后，那个世界是不可以知道的，不可能知道的。
The world after a person's death is unknown.
孔子说过未知生焉知死
Confucius said one time If you don't know anything about your birth How can anyone know about death?
所以中国人活的时候
So when a person, when a Chinese person is alive
更多的是定睛在现实的生活当中
He's more focused on his lives practically
但是我们从今天所读的经文中可以看到
And yet from the scripture we have just read this morning.
无论你信主还是不信主
Whether you are a believer or not.
死亡对于任何一个人不会是一个完全的结束。
death does not mean the end of everything for everyone.
那这段经文里面告诉我们说有两个人。
In the scripture, there are two persons.
一个是非常富有的财主。
One is the rich man.
他每天吃的都是宴席。
He eats a feast every day.
他穿的是紫色袍和细麻布的衣服。
He's dressed in purple and fine linens.
而另外一个人呢是非常贫穷的，名字叫拉撒路。
And the other one is a poor man. His name is Lazarus.
这两个人活的时候非常不平等。
When they were alive, they lived unequally.
生活有极大的差别。
There's a great difference in their way of living.
但是在一件事情上，他们两个都获得平等了。
But there's one thing they both received equally.
那就是死亡。
That is death.
死亡并不会因为你有钱或者没有钱不临到你。
Death will not come upon you simply because you're rich or poor.
圣经告诉我们财主死了。
The Bible tells us the rich man died.
乞丐拉撒路也死了。
So did the beggar Lazarus.
死亡对于每一个人都是公平的。
Death treats everyone equally.
透过耶稣所讲的这个故事，我们发现
Through the story that Jesus has told us,
人死了以后事情并没有结束。
After a person dies, things are not done.
圣经告诉我们财主死了以后被带到阴间去受苦。
It tells us that the rich man, after he died, he was taken to Hades and suffered there.
而拉撒路死了以后呢却在亚伯拉罕的怀里享福。
And Lazarus, after his death, he enjoyed blessings in the bosom of Abraham.
到了那里，两个人又出现了一个极大的差别。
And there is a great difference.
这是不同的地方。
It's a different place.
曾经受苦的现在享福了，曾经享福的现在受苦了。
Ones that enjoy life now suffers in the Hades, but the ones that suffer when he was alive now is enjoying the blessings.
我们读到这里的时候就会得到一个很深刻的明确的概念。
As we reach at this point, we can come to a deep and clear understanding that.
死亡对于任何一个人不是意味着结束。
Death does not mean the end of everything.
如果死对于一个人来言是一了百了的话。
If death means the end of everything.
那人的盼望是空的。
Then our hope is, hopeless.
但是如果对于一个人而言死不是一死百了的话
If death does not represent the end
我们所盼望的就不是虚空的了
Then our hope is not empty
在初期教会的时候他们受了很多的逼迫
In the early time the church has faced many persecutions
那个时代有个专有名词叫做殉道士
At that time the church produced a group of people called the martyrs
他们为了主福音的缘故舍弃自己的生命。
For the sake of the gospel, they have given up their lives.
当时在斯美纳教会有一个监督。
In the church of Smyrna, there was an overseer or a supervisor.
他86岁那年别人要来抓他他就逃跑了。
When he was 86 years old, someone was trying to capture him and he fled.
有一天晚上他梦见自己的床被火烧掉了。
One night he dreamed that his bed was caught on fire.
所以在圣灵带领下他知道自己离世的时间已经很近。
So, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, he understood that his day to die is drawing near.
所以当别人再一次来抓他的时候 他就非常平静不再逃跑了。
So he was very calm when someone was trying to come once again to capture him.
他对抓他的人有一个要求。
He made a request to the people who tried to capture him.
让他有一小时的时间在那里祷告。
To allow him 1 hour of a prayer time.
这些人在他祷告之后呢就把他带到刑场去。
After his 1 hour prayer, these people took him to the execution ground.
看他年事这么高就对他说了。
They saw that he was such an elderly man, so they said to him,
你只要说一声我不认识耶稣。
Just say one time that you don't know Jesus.
我们立刻把你放。
Immediately we'll release you.
但这位教会的监督说,
Yet the overseer said,
我不能够不认耶稣。
I cannot say I don't know Jesus.
86年来，他从来没有亏待过我。
For 86 years, he has never mistreated me.
他从来都是给我足够的恩典。
He has always given me enough grace.
今天我怎么能够亏待他呢？
How can I mistreat him today?
所以大家就把他绑起来，放在一个十字架上，用火把他烧了。
So they bound him on a cross and put firework underneath him and burned him.
当他被火烧到的时候，他还在那里感谢神。
When the fire touched him, he was there praising the Lord and thanking the Lord.
他说感谢神，我今天能够有机会用我的生命来见证主。
I thank the Lord that today I have this opportunity to witness my Lord with my life.
我们所能够感受到的是他对死亡坦然无所惧怕。
What we can experience from this person is his boldness and fearlessness for God.
在他里面
，In him，
死亡对他来讲不是一个结束。
To him， death is not a finish。
只不过是一扇门，推开这一扇门，就会进到另外的地方。
Death is an open door to him that's open to another place。
我们请看下一个。
Let's look at the next slide。
好，第二个就讲到财富不能决定死后的去处。
Next, we're going to talk about is fortune or money cannot decide where we will go after we die.
我们刚刚看到说有两个人，一个是财主，一个是拉撒路。
We saw two persons in the story, Lazarus and the rich man.
没有告诉我们这个财主的名字是什么。
The Bible did not give us the name of the rich person.
但是透过他所吃的、所穿的，让我们看到他非常富有。
Through what he eats and what he ate and what he drank, we know that he is very rich.
相对的，这个拉撒路却是非常非常贫穷。
And in contrast, Lazarus appeared to be very, very poor.
他吃的是财主桌上掉下来的碎渣。
What he ate was the leftovers that fell from the rich man's table.
当他浑身生疮在生病的时候，
When he was sick and was covered with sores,
他没有钱来医病。
He didn't have any money to take care of his sores.
只能让狗来舔他的疮。
He can only allow the dogs to lick his sores.
拉撒路真的是非常贫穷。
He's really very poor.
但是当他们死了以后
，But after they die,
财主在阴间受苦。
The rich man suffered in Hades.
而呀。拉撒路却在亚伯拉罕的怀里享福。
And Lazarus is enjoying his blessings in the bosom of Abraham.
这整个事情是倒过来了。
The whole thing has turned around.
成了一个巨大的反差。
It has become a very huge opposite.
在路加福音16章14节里面有讲到，请我们还是看那章啊。啊，说到这个法利赛人是贪爱钱财的。
In Luke chapter 16 verse 14, it told us that the Pharisees loved the money.
从历史的背景上，我们可以看到一件事。
According to the history, we can see one thing.
法利赛人认为很清楚，这个钱财是神祝福的一个证明。
Pharisees all believe that money is a path to God's blessing.
他们的逻辑是说，有钱的人是神祝福的途径。
Their logic is a rich person is the path to God's blessing.
所有有钱财的人就是等于得到了神的祝福。
So all the rich persons have received God's blessing.
那的神的祝福呢也包括了神的拯救跟给他们的永生。
God's blessing also includes God's redemption and God's eternal life.
可是今天透过这个故事耶稣告诉我们他否定了这些法利赛人的观念。
Through the story today, Jesus has denied the concept of the Pharisees.
耶稣告诉他们，钱财多的人并不一定能够进天国。
Jesus told them that the rich persons not necessarily will enter the kingdom, will enter heaven in after they die.
并不一定能够得到永生。
Not necessarily they will receive eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，你坐在这里的时候，你会在想了。
Brothers and sisters, while you're sitting here, you may think about,
你会认为说，那是不是说只有穷的人才能进天国呢？
Maybe you, sitting here, you might think, maybe only the poor can go to heaven.
才能得永生呢？
Can only receive eternal life.
那些富足的人永远要在阴间受苦呢？
All the rich people will have to suffer in the Hades.
同样的，这种观念也是错误的。
In the same way, this concept is also wrong.
在这段经文里面，虽然我们一直在强调这两个人，财主跟拉撒路。
In the scriptures, even though we put emphasis on the rich man and Lazarus,
还有一个第三个人叫什么？
There's
亚伯拉罕。
There's a third person. What is his name? Abraham.
亚伯拉罕也是一个财主。
Abraham was a rich man.
亚伯拉罕活的时候非常富有。
When Abraham was alive, he was very rich.
耶和华赐福给他。
Lord Jehovah has really blessed Abraham.
他有很多的牛群、羊群、奴婢跟这个许多的工人。
He has many herds, servants and workers.
我们会发现
we can notice here.
这位财主亚伯拉罕最终还是得到了永恒的生命。
Rich man Abraham, at the end, he received eternal life.
创世纪十五章六节说，亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
Genesis 15 verse 6 stated that Abram believed his Lord and he credited to him as righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，请我们要记住。
Brothers and sisters, please remember.
亚伯拉罕能够得到永远的生命，能够得到死后仍然享福。
Abraham can receive eternal life and enjoy enjoy God's blessing even after he died.
不是因为他活的时候钱财很多。
It's not because he was rich when he was alive.
因为他活的时候里面有对神宝贵的信心。
It's because when he was alive, he had the precious.Faith in him from God.
透过耶稣对这三位的一个对比
we see the contrast that Jesus used for among these three persons.
弟兄姊妹们，我会得到一个正确的观念。
We should have one correct concept.
得永生不在乎人钱，人的钱多或钱少。
To receive eternal life does not depend on the rich or the poor.
而是在乎这个人在神面前有没有宝贵的信心。
It depends on if this person has that precious faith before God.
拉撒路这个名字原来的意思是耶和华是我的帮助者。
The meaning of the name Nazareth means, Lazarus means, Jehovah is my helper.
在拉撒路的生命中，我们真的能够看到耶和华给了他帮助。
In the life of Lazarus, we really saw that God, Jehovah, has really helped him all his life.
我们可以想象拉撒路面对恶劣的环境的时候，他有刚强的生命。
We can see that when Lazarus was facing the difficulties in his life, he has the strong faith.
在神面前存着宝贵的信心，没有丝毫的埋怨。
He has that precious faith before God, never with any complaint.
在贫穷的时候坚定地跟随主。
He can diligently follow the Lord in his poverty.
环境无常。
In his inconsistencies of his circumstances.
我们可能会碰到顺境，也可能会碰到逆境。
We may encounter good times or bad times.
我们可能富有，也可能贫穷。
We may be rich or poor.
无论在怎样的环境中，我们对于神要有永不改变的心志，这就是我们的信心。
We should hold on to our will and our faith before God, no matter what circumstances we're in.
那坚定的信心永远是宝贵的。
That perseverance in the faith is always precious before God.
所以在这里，拉撒路的名字被神记住了。
That's why.Right here, the name Lazarus has been remembered by Lord.
我们要凭着信心定睛在耶稣基督为我们预备的属灵的福气上面。
Through our faith, we really should focus our eyes on the spiritual blessings from Jesus.
我们要用信心的眼睛看到那美好的福气。
We should really see our spiritual blessings with our spiritual eyes.
如果我们有钱的话，我们要感谢神。
If we were rich, we thank the Lord.
我们要在这里不可自高。
We should not be proud.
更千万不要依靠无定的钱财。
And definitely not to depend on the uncertainties of money.
只要依靠厚赐百物给我们享受的神。
But to depend on the God who give us abundant blessings.
应当行善，在好事上富足。
Do good deeds and be rich in good works.
甘心施舍，然后乐意供给人。
Willing to sacrifice and give others.
让我们看第三点。
The third point.
只有今生有机会。
We only have the opportunity to repent when we are still alive.
路加福音16章23到26节。
In chapter 16 of Luke, verse 23 to 26.
请大家帮我念一下，好，来请。
Can all of you read it together? Can you help?
谢谢。
Thank you.
经文对财主跟亚伯拉罕死后的描述。
The scripture gives a very detailed description of the conditions after Lazarus and the rich man died.
远远超过他们生前所做的描述。
It has far more than the descriptions when they were alive.
我们在这个经文这样的描述当中可以感受到。
Through the descriptions of the scriptures, we can sense that.
就是人在自己生命气息停止之后，就没有办法改变自己所处的环境。
That a person is unable to change anything after a person's life and breath has been taken away.
圣经告诉我们，当财主跟拉撒路离开这个世界以后
，The scripture tells us that after Lazarus and the rich man's life was taken away,
他们一个在阴间受苦。
One is suffering in Hades.
一个在乐园跟亚伯拉罕的怀中享福。
The other is enjoying the blessing in the bosom of Abraham.
亚伯拉罕清楚地告诉这个财主说
Clearly, Abraham told the rich man that.
要从你那边到我这边是不能的，从我这边到你那边也是不能的。
It is impossible for you to cross over to my end, nor is from my end to your end.
我们中间有深渊相隔。
There's a great chasm between us.
所以在这个财主受苦之下，最后他才说。
That's why after the suffering of the rich man, he said.
他说：“我主啊，既然我们都已经不能够再有任何选择，你就打发拉撒路去，让那我那五个还活着的兄弟赶快悔改。”
So he told Abraham that my father.Since I no longer have any choice, can you please send Lazarus to the five brothers that I still have who are alive, so to tell them not to come to this place.
免得他们到这里来痛苦的地方。
So they don't have to come to this place of suffering.
透过耶稣讲的这个故事里面，我们可以看到。
Through the stories,
悔改只能够在你活的时候。
Repentance can only occur when a person is alive.
在你生命气息还存留的时候。
When you still have your life and breath.
悔改绝对不是任何一个时间都可以做的一个选择。
Repentance is not a choice that you can make at any time, any minute.
而是只能够在你活着时候所做的一个选择。
It only can be done when you are alive.
我们知道圣经里面你读圣经的话，有一个非常幸运的人。
As you read Bible, you will notice a one very lucky person.
你知道是谁？
Do you know who he is?
就是跟耶稣同钉十字架的其中的一个强盗。
It's one of the robber who was nailed together right next to Jesus.
当他被钉到十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
有另外一个强盗也被钉在那里讽刺耶稣。
The other robber that was nailed also together with Jesus was sneering at Jesus.
而这个强盗却对耶稣说，耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And yet this good robber that was nailed next to Jesus asked Jesus that, just remember me when you come into your kingdom.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要与我同在乐园里了。
And yet Jesus told him that, today you will be with me in paradise.
耶稣基督给了他永生的应许。
Jesus gave him the promise of eternal life.
告诉他今天就可以与耶稣同在乐园里了。
And told him that he will be with him in paradise today.
我们可以说这个强盗一生一定做过很多很多坏的事情。
We probably would think that this robber had done many evil deeds when he was alive.
可能偷过、抢过，也可能杀过人。
He may have stolen, may have robbed, or he may even have killed someone.
但是在他生命最后的时刻，他却做了一个最美好、最正确、最伟大的选择。
But at the end of his life, he made the best choice, the most wonderful choice, and the most correct choice.
他选择了让耶稣做他生命的救主，求耶稣来怜悯他。
He chose toAccept Jesus Christ as his personal savior.
这是他在活着的时候，他做出了这样的选择。
This choice he made was when he was still alive.
他得到了永生，而且耶稣允许他跟他在那个时候一起在乐园里。
He not only received eternal life, Jesus even promised him about going with him to the paradise.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
特别是我们中间慕道的朋友，
Especially our friends who are still searching for the truth.
如果今天你还没有接受福音的话，
If you still hadn't received the gospel today,
如果你今天仅仅是在寻求的话，
If you are still in the verge of searching for the truth,
盼望就在这个时间能够到耶稣面前来，
Please, maybe right at this very moment, please come to Jesus.
让圣灵做那个没有人能够做的事情。
Let the Holy Spirit do the work that no one can do.
使你们的心能够归到耶稣基督里面。
So your heart can go to Jesus.
因为永生悔改只有在今生能够做出的选择。
Because eternal life and repentance can only be done when we are still alive.
路加福音16章26节说，
Luke chapter 16 verse 26 also said,
不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边去是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
And besides all this, between us and you, a great chasm has been fixed, so that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us.
可能就在那个时候，财主警觉到拉撒路跟他之间有一个深渊。
Maybe just at that very moment, the rich man finally realized that there is a great chasm between him and Lazarus.
财主非常渴望能够跨过这个深渊。
The rich man wanted very much to cross over this chasm.
但是这个深渊却是人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边到我们这边也是不能的。
Yet, unfortunately, the chasm is a gap that you cannot cross over to either to that side nor from that side to this side.
在耶稣所讲的这个乞丐跟财主的故事里面，
In the story Jesus told us about the beggar and Lazarus, beggar and the rich man.
我们看到这个分开财主跟拉撒路这个深渊。
We see the chasm between the rich man and the poor man.
好像回应着那个财主在世界上的时候他家那个门。
It's really echoing to that door between Lazarus and the rich man when they were alive.
不同的是，生前那扇门是可以跨越的。
The difference is the door that existed between Lazarus and the rich man can be crossed over.
但是死后那个深渊是不能跨越。
Yet the great chasm after death cannot be crossed over.
请我们看下一页。
Let's look at the next page.
说传福音要靠神的话。
To preach gospel, we must use the word of God.
路加福音16章27节到31节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 27 to 31.
请大家帮我再念一下。
Can you please read it for me again?
请。财主说。我们常常在想
Many times we think about
神啊给我看一个神迹
Can you show me a miracle?
我就相信你
Then I'll believe you
真的是这样的吗
Really?
啊，这就是这个财主在这里要求的
This is what the request the rich man is trying to ask Jesus
财主说我主啊既是这样求你打发拉撒路到我父家去
The rich man was asking Abraham thatMy father, can you send Lazarus to my home?
因为我还有五个弟兄。
I still have five living brothers.
让拉撒路复活以后可以对他们做见证。
After Lazarus rose from the dead, he can preach witness to my five brothers.
免得他们也来到这个痛苦的地方。
So they don't have to come to this place of torment.
亚伯拉罕的回答是这样的。
The reply of the Abraham.
他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
They can listen to the words of the prophets and Moses.
他说我主亚伯拉罕嘛不是的。
And the rich man replied, No, my father.
若一个人从死里复活的话到他们那里去他们必要悔改。
No, my father, he said, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.
若不听从摩西和先知的话
If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets,
就是有一个人从死里复活，他们也不会听到劝告。
They will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead.
从这段经文里面我们可以看到
From the scripture here,
死了以后的财主变得非常喜欢传福音。
The rich man, after he died, he liked to preach gospels.
他非常愿意自己的亲人能够接受福音。
He wanted very much that his brothers can have the opportunity to listen to God's word.
他认为如果一个人从死里复活去传福音的话
He think that if a person rises from the dead and go preach the gospel to his brothers,
他那些兄弟一定会悔改
His brothers will surely repent.
圣经有对这件事情一个解释
There's an explanation to this point.
弟兄姊妹们，我们透过财主跟亚伯拉罕的对话
，through the conversation between the rich man and Abraham，
信心之父亚伯拉罕完全否定了这个观念。
Father of faith Abraham totally denied this concept。
他说他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
They have the words from Moses and the prophets。
我们知道。
We know。
耶稣对这个故事主要是针对当时的法利赛人讲的。
When Jesus was telling the story, he was targeting to the Pharisees at that time.
在这个记载之后不久，圣经又记载了另外一件事情。
Not long after the story here, the Bible records another incident.
非常巧啊。
It's really a coincidence.
不久之后，耶稣真的是一个叫做拉撒路的人复活了。
Not long after this incident, a real person named Lazarus rose from the dead.
那是在约翰福音十一章里面讲的。
It was recorded in John chapter 11.
圣经非常奇妙的让我们看到同样的名字。
It's miraculously the Bible show us the same name.
当然这个拉撒路不是乞丐。
Of course, the Lazarus that rose from the dead is not a beggar.
他是马大跟玛利亚的兄弟。
He was the brother of Mary and Martha.
那我们看看当这一位拉撒路被耶稣复活以后。
Let's look at this Lazarus after he was risen from the dead by Jesus.
看看法利赛人是怎样对待这个从死里复活的拉撒路。
Let's see how the Pharisees treated him.
你去看约翰福音十二章十节的地方。
If you look at John chapter 12 verse 10.
他们要把拉撒路杀死。
The Pharisees wanted to kill Lazarus.
他们不是要自己悔改相信耶稣。
They didn't want to repent and believe in Jesus themselves.
圣经告诉我们。
Bible tells us, told us that. 最后
主耶稣基督被钉了十字架。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross.
但是主耶稣基督也从死里复活了。
And Jesus also rose from the dead.
眼睁睁的在他们眼前有这么多的事情。
And there are so many live things happening before them.
这一群人还是没有相信。
These Pharisees still did not believe.
所以在这里我们可以看到。
So here we can really see.
亚伯拉罕对财主所说的话是正确。
What Abraham told the rich man is correct.
一个人信主。
For a person to believe the Lord.
关键不在乎于神迹。
The key is not the miracle.
而是在于神的话语。
The key is God's words.
所以我们传福音的时候要注重圣经的话。
So when we try to set God's message to others, we need to pay attention to God's word.
要高举圣经。
We need to uphold the Bible.
圣经要我们相信耶稣基督为我们降生。
The Bible wants us to believe that Jesus came to this world because of us.
为我们受死复活升天。
He suffered for us, He died for us, and He also resurrected for us.
我们要相信他要再来。
We believe that He will come again.
这都是我们信心最核心的方面。
This is the core of our faith.
保罗在哥林多前书十五章里面讲过。
And Paul spoke about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
1 Corinthians 15:3-4. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance.That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
这就是信心最重要的内涵。
This is the most important contents of our gospel.
耶稣在世的时候，他的开路先锋施洗约翰。
When Jesus was alive, the person that opened the way for Jesus was John the Baptist.
施洗约翰没有行过一件神迹。
John the Baptist has never performed one miracle.
但是他把许多的人带到耶稣基督面前。
Yet he has brought many to Christ.
我们真的看到他靠着神的差遣传讲悔改的福音。
We really see that by the guidance of the Lord, he was preaching God's message.
将人带到主耶稣面前。
So he can bring people before Christ.
保罗特别的在这里劝我们。
So Paul was trying to tell us that.
说可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message.And the message is heard through the word of Christ.
我们要让人信福音。
If we want to have people believe in God's word,
我们就要高举圣经。
We need to uphold the Bible.
要注重神的话语。
We need to pay attention to God's word.
我们深信当你注重神的话语的时候。
We truly believe that once when you pay attention to God's word.
圣灵的能力就会在从这中间自由的运行。
Holy Spirit will move freely among these words.
做那没有人能够做的工作。
And work the work that no one can do.
因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
For nothing is impossible before God.
财主跟拉撒路的故事告诉我们几件事情。
Through the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
我们可以看到死亡并不是代表结束。
We can see that first, death does not mean the end of everything.
人得永生不在乎有跟没有钱财。
To receive eternal life definitely not depend on a person's rich or poor.
那是第二点。
That's the second point.
第三点讲的是悔改只有在今生可以做。
Thirdly, repentance can only occur when you are still alive.
第四点讲到传福音的话要用神的话不是看神迹。
Fourthly, when we preach the message of God to others, it all depends on the God's word itself.
借着拉撒路和财主的对话。
Through the conversation between the rich man and the poor man.
我们看下一页。
Let's look at the next page.
让我们对乐园跟阴间有了进一步的了解。
So we have a more understanding about paradise and Hades.
可是呢，有几件事情我们要澄清一下。
Yet there are a few points we need to clarify here.
乐园并不等于是天堂。
Paradise is not the same as heaven.
阴间也不等于是地狱。
Hades is not the same as hell.
下一次假如说主允许的话1月6号我会跟弟兄姊妹们来这里讲天堂跟地狱的事情。
If God allows, next time I would like to share heaven and hell with you.
让我们对天堂跟地狱有进一步的理清。
So we can clarify more about heaven and hell.
我们先讲一下天堂。
What's heaven?
天堂也被称为天国。
Heaven is also called the kingdom of heaven.
天堂是神掌权跟发号施令的地方。
Kingdom is where God reigns and gives orders.
主导文里面说，愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May God's will be on earth as it is in heaven. That's the main part of Lord's prayer.
在天上，神掌管一切。
In heaven, God reigns.
在我们刚刚讲的地方，就是主耶稣被钉死在十字架以后。
What we just talked about, that after Jesus was nailed on the cross,
他去了阴间。
He went to the Hades.
正确的说，主耶稣是去了乐园。
Correctly speaking, he went to the paradise.
去告诉那些在乐园里等候的义人。
To went and told the righteous men that was waiting in the place, in paradise.
那些在旧约时代去世的义人。
Those righteous men who died during the Old Testament time.
告诉他们他们得赎的日子到了。
To tell them that their days of redemption is here.
他们的罪已经蒙赦免了。
Their sins have been forgiven.
主耶稣要带领他们去天堂。
Jesus will now lead them to heaven.
所以耶稣就对他们说。
So Jesus told them that.
你们在神面前祈求等候救恩的来到。
You have been waiting and praying before God for the coming of redemption.
现在我耶稣已经死在十字架上，为你们的罪付出了代价。
Now I have died and paid for your sins on the cross.
已经把你们救赎回来了。
I have redeemed all of you.
我们一同上去吧。
Let's all go up together now.
主耶稣就从乐园把他们和乐园一同带到天堂上去了。
So Jesus took all these righteous men with him, and also the paradise itself went to, they all went up to heaven.
现在乐园是在天堂的中间。
So paradise is inside the heaven now.
今天的信徒去天堂或者去乐园已经成了同一回事。
So the believers nowadays, after they die, it is the same thing to say if they have gone to heaven or they have gone to paradise.
我在准备这个讲章的时候就想到1月6号可能在座有些人不会来。
When I was preparing the sermon, I was thinking maybe January 6th, some of you will not be here.
我把那天讲章的最后一页给大家看一下。
I'll show you the last part of the sermon, next time that I will preach.
这是一个总结。
This is a conclusion.
我们把这个人的时代分为旧约时代，然后耶稣来的十字架，新约时代跟耶稣再来。
I divided our, ages, men's ages in four parts. The Old Testament time, the cross time, the New Testament time, and the coming of Jesus.
神现在掌权的是在天堂。
Right now, God reigns in heaven.
到最后耶稣再来的时候，会有一个新的新天新地来到这个地球上。
When Jesus comes, there will be a new heaven and new earth on earth.
连天使都会很惊讶，神要从天堂回到这个新天新地来掌权。
Even the angels will be astonished that Jesus, will come to this earth and reign here.
所以我们看到旧约时代有义人跟不义的人。
In the Old Testament times, there are, righteous and unrighteous people.
那义人在旧约时代死了以后去了乐园。
In the Old Testament time, when a righteous man died, they went to the paradise.
不义的人他们是去了阴间。
Unrighteous person went to Hades.
可是耶稣基督钉在十字架上以后，就把乐园带到天堂去了。
But after Jesus was nailed on the cross and rose, he took the, paradise with him to heaven.
所以在新约时代死了以后的灵魂。
So in the New Testament time, when that, person died, the spirit,
凡是信耶稣的人就直接上天堂了。
The spirit of the believers goes up to, go up to heaven directly.
啊，没有信耶稣的人还是去阴间。
Unbelievers still, go down to Hades.
一直到大审判的时候。
Until the time of great judgment,
耶稣基督还要再回来审判世界上所有的人。
Jesus will come back and judge every single one of the person in the great white throne judgment.
审判以后，在耶稣有一个册子叫做生命册。
Jesus at the time of judgment holds a book called the Book of Life.
在生命册上有名的人。
Those names that have been recorded in the book of life
就进到新天新地。
Will enter into new kingdom and new, new heaven and earth.
在生命册上没有名字的人。
Those names that are not recorded in the book of life.
包括在阴间和阴间等候的人。
Including the ones that are in Hades and waiting there.
撒旦跟他的跟随者。
Satan and his followers
都将一起被送进地狱。
Would all go to hell.
给大家一个概念。
So, just give you a brief concept.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们唱一首诗歌，当我们回到天家。第八十诗歌本的第八十四首，请大家一同站立。
Please stand up. Let's sing "When We All Get to Heaven." Hymn 84.